Okay, ready, sir? Yeah, so Mazel Tov, Black Sea, I'm the grandson.
First
grandson.
First boy. Need a bridge to a contact.
Okay. So, Bez Hashem, I'll wait. This Shabbos has some read Parshas Vayakel, it's also Parshas Shkolin. So it's interesting, the beginning of Parshas Vayakel, the Torah presents a couple of sukkim that have to do with Shabbos. Most of Parshas Vayakel has to do with the fulfillment of the mitzvahs that were described in Parshas Truma with regards to the building of the Mishkan and the various kelim of the Mishkan. In fact, there's a lot of discussion as to why the Torah bothers to repeat everything with the exact same details and the same measurements. You already said in Parshas Truma how big the Aron has to be, how tall the menorah has to be, and it repeats all the details over here. Okay, it's an interesting question for discussion perhaps some other time, but that's what the Torah does. But before going into the details, the very beginning of the Seder, the first Aliyah, the first few Psukim of the Seder in Parak Lamed Hey Psukim Aleph through Gimel, the first three Psukim, Torah says, Vayakel Moshe called Asmi Shavam Elohim, Elad Roma Shativo Hashem, La So So So. Moshe summoned, he gathered all the people, he assembled everybody, and he said, these are things Hashem commanded. Shesh Yisroelim Teyasa Malacha, Roma Shvi Yelachem Kodesh, Shabbos Shabbos Hashem, Kolos Shavo Malacha Yumos. He said, 6 days a week you do work, the seventh day it's Shabbos, it's a day, it's a holy day, and whoever does Malacha on the Shabbos is put to death. And then it says, Lo Sivaru Eish B'chol Moshe Sechem Yom HaShabbos. Gives an example of one melacha, not allowed to light fire on Shabbos. Why does it single out this melacha? Again, for discussion of the time, it's an example of a melacha, of which, of course, there are 39. So here we have a reference to Shabbos, and then it goes on to all the details about the Mishkan, Chumeitchem Chumal Hashem, what type of materials to gather, and how they built everything for the Mishkan. What Shabbos doing here in the middle? So Chazal understand that you're not allowed to build the Mishkan on Shabbos. As important as building a Mishkan is, having a sanctuary for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a mitzvah that we read a few weeks ago, also with Mikdash HaShachamti B'Sochom. As important as that is, nonetheless, you can't do it on Shabbos. The truth is, as you know, and we'll reference a little later in the shir, what's prohibited on Shabbos is actually derived from what was done in the Mishkan. The 39 malachas, the 39 major categories of malacha that are forbidden on Shabbos, are determined based on what was done for the Mishkan. Whatever was done,
it operated
on Shabbos. It's about the building. Now they're physically building. Yeah, Mishkan operated on Shabbos, not for everything. You couldn't bring to private karbanos on Shabbos and so on. The communal karbanos were brought. A lot of things were done on Shabbos, but not fully the same as a weekday. But in terms of the buildings, they couldn't build it on Shabbos. You might have thought, well, why not? Maybe it should be docha. Maybe the building of the Mishkan, the building of the Mikdash should be docha Shabbos, because it's such an important thing. So no, the Torah tells us over here, not so. And as I said, the Chazal understand, well, if you couldn't do whatever the melachas were, the 39 melachas on Shabbos, and each one, the Gemara explains, was necessary for something in the Mishkan. So the logic is that if you couldn't do those activities, even for building the Mishkan, right, then you certainly can't do those activities for your private needs. That's how we know the 39 melachas on Shabbos. So these activities, the Gemara says, for example, writing, not allowed to write. How'd they write? So the Gemara says, well, the Mishkan had to write certain things on the boards to know which boards was positioned where and so on. This was the north section or whatever, the west section, so you had to write on the board. So things that they're writing. So if you're not allowed to write even for something for the Mishkan, for something so important as building the Mishkan, you certainly can't write for your own personal needs and so on. That's what we figure out the 39 Malachas. But there's something else that's interesting on this word by Yakel Moshe, for which the Sanhedrin gets its name. The Medrash that's quoted in the Yalkut Shimoni here on this beginning of Parshas Vayakel, it's Remez Tov Ches. It says Vayakel Moshe Rebuseinu Bale Agoda Omer Mitchilas HaTorah Ve'Ad Sofa Ein Ba Parsha Shenemar Barishon Vayakel Elazos Bovad. This is the only time we find that word Vayakel, that Moshe gathered or assembled everybody together. It's interesting, right? That's a tzivui for later on, right? The Mitzvah Hakel. Right, but this is the only time we find this word used to gather everybody, and so the Medrash says, "This is the only one." Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, "Asei lecha kehilos gedolos v'drosh lefnehem berabim hilchus Shabbos." This is a hint that you're supposed to gather the people from time to time and teach them Hilchos Shabbos. The Fayakal here was to teach them Hilchos Shabbos. So you're supposed to gather people, teach them Hilchos Shabbos. They should yilmedu mimcha, and Moshe, you do this now to teach them these laws of Shabbos with regard to the Mishkan, as a lesson or as a paradigm to serve for the future. She yilmedu mimcha doros haboim, the future generations will learn lahakil kilos b'chol Shabbos v'Shabbos, that people get together on Shabbos. Lichnos bebat the midrashos, lulamed lahoras Yisrael, divrei Torah. The people should come together. So this is a mocker for having shiurim on Shabbos. You know, again, here it's especially about Hilchos Shabbos. I don't know all the shiurim on Shabbos out there, not only about Hilchos Shabbos, but this is kind of a mocker to teach about the Hilchos Shabbos. I want to use the opportunity to discuss something with regards to Hilchos Shabbos, an interesting shaila, which I saw as an interesting collection of. Of halachic issues, a sefer called, actually a few volumes, called the Harav Na. Harav Na is by Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein Shlita, who's an important rav and posek in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, and they have it in English also. They translated into several, I don't know if they're all of them, they translated into English. So this is the Harav Na, with shaila that he has, very interesting shaila that he has as a posek in a rav in Eretz Yisrael. He arranges them based on the Parsha Shavua. And he was Rabbi Yashiv, who's his father-in-law. But he's an important posik in, you know, in his own right. So he's written many, many stories, a prolific writer, really. Many, many stories, the whole volume of shiurim that he gave to doctors on refuah matters. And he's one important posik in Eretz Yisrael. So that's what tonight's shiur will be based on an essay that he wrote here in Parshas Vayakel. Before we get to it, though, just a little bit of background information about a certain melachas on Shabbos. There is an interesting Mishnah, which tells us as follows in Maseches Trumos, from Zeroyim, right? So Maseches Trumos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel, the Mishnah says the following. Just a second. No, that's Perek Gimel from Mishnah Gimel. We want Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel. Hamatzpil Kalim B'Shabbos. There's a rule that you're not allowed to be Toivel Kalim. Let's say you bought a new silverware, whatever. You live right near the mikveh. So we have to be Toivel certain materials before you use them. You have to dunk them in the mikveh. It's not a rule of kashrus per se. A lot of people mix up kasher and Kalim and Toivel and Kalim. There's different dinim. I've gotten many times a call, someone bought a new thing, does he have to kasher it? Does he have to put it in hot water? I don't know, hot water, put it in cold water to the mikveh. Right? People mix up the dinim. But Matul Kalim, B'Shabbos, so there's an issue to be matbil kelim on Shabbos because it looks you're fixing something mesak and kli. Why? Because until then you're not allowed to use it. So you've changed its halachic status. You've fixed it halachically. Okay, I don't want to go into that now, but it says let's say a person was matbil kelim on Shabbos. He lived right in the mikveh, so he bought some silver. Can use those silver on Shabbos. So it's a shogeg. If he did it but not realize, didn't know that it was usher, so then yishtamish b'hem. But mazid, lo yishtamish b'hem. If he did it but mazid, in violation of Shabbos, not allowed to use that on Shabbos itself. And then the line that's important for us today, havivasho b'Shabbos. Let's say somebody cooked food on Shabbos. Forgot that there are different types of shogeg, one of which we'll see, but for our purpose right now, shogeg is one of two things. Either he didn't realize it, or he forgot that it was Shabbos. Or they knew it was Shabbos, he didn't know this was us on Shabbos. I didn't realize that. I forgot that this was also on Shabbos. I told this over. I remember once reading in the biography of Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, one of the biographies. Well, he was a young man. He grew up in the neighborhood of called Shari Chesed, Yerushalayim. And so his parents rented out a room. They had a small house, but they rented out a room to a young man from Russia who had come over from Russia. I don't know, this is before the State of Israel, there, I guess, in the 30s or whatever it is. So this person was not observant, and they made arrangements with him. They said, but in the house, you have to observe Shabbos. Whatever you do privately outside, it's your business, but in the house. So the story is that one day, Mrs. Auerbach, Rav Shlomo Zalman's mother, was walking by the room where this person, where this Russian Jew was, and he was writing a letter to somebody on Shabbos. She felt a little funny, so she called her son, who was then whatever, a teenager, and he said, yeah, please speak. She told him, please speak to him. They made an agreement that he wouldn't violate Shabbos in the house. So Shlomo Zalman went into the room and spoke to him, and the man said he didn't know that it was forbidden. The Jews in Russia, they were never educated. He didn't even know that it was also to write on Shabbos. He said he's very sorry. He never heard that he's not allowed to write on Shabbos, so it's hard for us to imagine. But anyway, so it says in this Mishnah, Hamavasho B'Shabbos, Shogeg, let's say a person violated Shabbos, he cooked something on Shabbos by mistake. So then Yochel. And the Mishnah here just says he may eat that food on Shabbos. But Mezid lo Yochel. But if he does it on purpose, then he can't. That's how it says in the Mishnah. The Rabbi Bar Tanura elaborates based on the Gemara we'll see in a second. Avasho b'Shabbos b'Shogeg. You accidentally cook again by Shogeg. You cook something on Shabbos. So Yochel also Tavshli says Lemotzoi Shabbos. You can eat that food after Shabbos. Never throw it out. It's not trace. The guy cooked up the chicken on Shabbos, forgetting that it was Shabbos. He didn't know it was also on Shabbos. So he can't eat it on Shabbos proper. But he can eat it on Motzoi Shabbos. So the Mishnah just says you can eat it. It doesn't say when. So the Bar Tanur explains. We'll see the Gemara in a second. Okay, we don't have a Gemara. There's a Yerushalmi in Shumas. We don't have a Gemara in Shumas. We have it in our Masechet. So we'll see in a second. So he says, means you can, when it says, Bar Tanur explains, when it says you can eat it, means on Motzoi Shabbos. You don't have to throw it out. It's not like tray food. Okay, it's kosher. You don't think you can eat on Shabbos. You eat Motzoi Shabbos. Okay? Avalob is Shabbos Atzmo. But not on Shabbos itself. Now, over Mezid, okay, over Mezid, says Lo Yochal, then if he cooked in violation of Shabbos on purpose, he's not even allowed to eat this food on Motzoi Shabbos. He can't eat even the food after Shabbos. But, Avalachirim Ochal Motzoi Shabbos. But other people can eat it. Like, it's not trade. He's punished. He's not allowed to eat it forever. Never can eat that food. Can't benefit from that at all. Other people can eat it after Shabbos. Yichsiv, okay, and then he quotes the pasuk we'll see later in last week's sefer, "Ushmartem as a Shabbos kodesh yilachem, kodesh he kodesh rather than ein maser kodesh called maaser Shabbos, the result of what you did on Shabbos. Shabbos is holy, but the maaser Shabbos not." Yeah. In the Mishnah, this is Truma's Perek Bey's Mishnah. No, it's not in Masechah Shabbos, interestingly enough. It's a mission. Now, what we have in Masechah Shabbos, we have in a number of places in Shas, and it's an elaboration. Our Bar Tanur didn't make this up. Okay? The Bar Tanur got this in a number of places in the Gemara. One of the places is Bava Kama, Ayin Aleph Amar Aleph. Bava Kama, Ayin Amar Aleph. There, the Mishnah says, it's a much more elaborate version. So it says, the Tanan, first to this Mishnah. Thank you. And it says as follows. Hamavasho b'Shabbos b'Shogeg Yochel Mezid Lo Yochel Divir Rav Meir, expanded version. That's what Meir says. Behuda Omer. So Meir says Yochel b'Shogeg Yochel Mezid Lo Yochel Divir Meir. Okay. And according to Rashi, according to Meir, b'Shogeg Yochel Afilu Hu Atzmo Afilu Bo Bayom. It was an accident. According to Meir, not like the way the Bar Tanur explained it. It's a machlokes Tanoim. So, again, the Tanachos Tanaim doesn't appear in the Mishnah exactly, but the Gemara elaborates. So the Gemara says that according to a mayor, if you cooked it by accident on Shabbos, it's an accident, so you're not punished. You can, you know, mistakes happen, so you're allowed to eat it, even as Rashi says, afilu hu atzmo, afilu bo boyom. You can eat it that day itself, but the mezid, but if you did it on purpose, then lo yocho, and Rashi says, lo yocho bo boyom, lo adin lacher. Okay, but I the Tana Rashi today, Tana Lama saved the day, but Hachi Bottle and Fushra Kosh or something else. Okay, that's your mayor. But Behuda Omer, Behuda says, Bishoge Yoho, the Motzai Shabbos. That's like the Bar Tanur said. Well, it's Shoge, you can eat on Motzai Shabbos. Can't eat on Shabbos itself, but it's for sure, he says. Behuda says, Bishoge Yoho, Motzai Shabbos. Rashi says, Behuda Omer, Bishoge Yoho, Huba Atzon, Motzai Shabbos. Ubo Bayom Lo, Huba Lo Acherim, not during the day, not him, not anybody else. Okay? And b'mezid lo yochol olamis. B'mezid he can't eat at all, ever. Okay? And Rabbi Yochanan Sanba, third sheet to Omer, b'shogeg yochol motzoi Shabbos, la'acherim, v'lo lo. Okay, on shogeg motzoi Shabbos, other people can eat, but not him. B'mezid lo yochol olamis, lo hu v'lo acherim. Lo 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 acherim, nobody can eat motzoi Shabbos. You see, you have different sheetahs, three different sheetahs. Actually, it comes out that the, if you look carefully, what Rameyer says is a din by Mezid, okay? Rameyer said by Mezid, he can't eat it. Yeah. He can't eat it. So that's what Behuda says in the case of Bishogeg. Right? Yochel Motzei Shabbos, Mezid, no, this moment. Behuda Om Bishogeg Yochel Motzei Shabbos. Right? In other words, Rameyer said, Mezid Lo Yochel during the day, but Motzei Shabbos you can. Right? That's what Behuda says is then by Shogeg. Shogeg. Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. I'm saying, but one is Shogeg, the other is Mezid.
Yeah.
And the next, Behuda says, He can never eat it. So I'm saying it's a progression. Each one. So anyway, that's the din. So you're not permitted to be nana from what's called Maisa Shabbos. So the Gemara says, "My time," it goes into the reasons. My time, Yochanan Tzadok, the Darsh Rebbe Chia Pishul Abayin Nesiim. Pasuk says, in last week says it. Kisisa. Again, you know, Kisisa also towards the beginning he had, if you remember from last week, says it also referenced the Shabbos. That was in the context of the Tzivoy to build the Mishkan. Now it's actually carrying it out, so it's parallel, right? So earlier in the beginning of Parshas Kisisa, towards the beginning of Parshas Kisisa, which is Parakalamet Aleph Pasuk Yud Dalad. Right before Sheni Talon Eliyahu says, "Ushmartem as a Shabbos, ki kodesh yilachem mechalem osimos ki kolos v'malachem nichus anevesh hei mikar v'mel." Ushmartem as a Shabbos, you have to observe Shabbos ki kodesh yilachem. It's holy to you. So the Gemara has this drasha. Kedar shemchid is all baba kama ayin alaf manalaf. Kedar should be remchid apischa the benesi. Ushmartem as a Shabbos kodesh yilachem ma kodesh osav achila. Afmas is Shabbos Asur Mechilim. Kodesh in the sense of hektish. Sometimes it designates our Kodesh Baruch Hu. I designate something for a carbon or for other people. I can't use it for my own personal need. So just like my Kodesh also so Mechilim, Afmas is Shabbos Asur Mechilim. All right, so what about Hana? Okay. He says, Ima Kodesh also Hana Afmas is Shabbos. No. Tama Olachem. Kodesh Yolachem. You can get some benefit from it. You can sell it or something like that. So lechem yehi, the yochal afil b'shogeg, or even b'shogeg, or tamalem, chalem, or sumos. Amazing, ma'atikav below b'shogeg. Okay, so that's how we learn. When this pasuk gemara has that drasha, and that's how we paskin lahalacha. The Rambam tells us in Parak Vav of Hilchos Shabbos halacha Chav Gimel. Now, Parak Vav of Hilchos Shabbos halacha Chav Gimel. The basis of all of this that. It is Yisrael she'asa melacha b'Shabbos. Now notice how we've moved. The case is important in the Rambam. It's not only Bishul. This is not the Gemara gives Bishul as an example. But when in Pasuk in the halacha, the Rambam that was just an example. In Parag Vav halacha, Yisrael she'asa melacha b'Shabbos. A Jew did any melacha on Shabbos. Im over ve'asa b'zadon. If it was done on Bemezid, so also Lola Hanis Brosa Malacha Olam, he can never get any on from that. And Shari Yisrael, other Jews, Mutan Lahanis Bala Motsoi Shabbos. Because other people can benefit from Motsoi Shabbos. Right? Miyad, right after Shabbos over, Shinemar, and that same passage, Shmartim as a Shabbos Kodesh, he Kodesh in Maser Kodesh. Ketzad. And an example, so he gives also Bishol, he sticks to the Gemara, Ketzad. Yisrael Shabbishol B'Shabbos. Bemezid, Lamotsoi Shabbos, Yochel, he can eat it right away. He can't eat it, but once I Shabbos Yochal Acherim, Avolo Lo Yochal Olamis. Be Bishul B'Shogal, once I Shabbos Yochal Bein Hu Bein Acherim, Miad B'Chein Kol Chayotze B'Zeh. So that's the din as presented by the Rambam. Okay, based on this, again, the Rambam is telling us importantly that this is true, not only of Bishul but of other dinim, other malachos of Shabbos as well. Thanks. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, Archaim Simon Shin Yud Ches, Archaim Simon Shin Yud Ches, Sif Aleph, Mechaber tells us, based on the same Rambam and the same Din, the Havavashel B'Shabbos, and the parentheses, O She'osa Achas Misham B'Lochas. Again, Bishul is the example, but he did some other B'Lochas. Havavashel B'Shabbos, okay, a person with a Vashel on Shabbos, cooked on Shabbos, Osha Osa Achas Misham Malachus, Bemezid Osir Lo Olam, Lacher Mutalo Tzai Shabbos Rubad, Lelub Miad, he's never permitted to benefit from that, but other people can be able to Shabbos. Meshogig Osir Bo Bayom Gam Lacherim, Lelub Mutal Gam Lo Miad. Okay, so that's how we rule in the Shulchan Aruch as well. And it's a Brewer, it's a Quatin Gimel, and the Bira Halacha, we'll see, has a few collections in the Achron, a few different things, more than the Achron, more than the Mishnah Brewer. Okay, you raise an interesting question. What if it was only a person violated the Rabbanon? Right, we said Bishul, and the Rambam says his lashon was other melachas, and that's how the language is also achas mishar melachas. Fine. What if what the person violated is only drabanan? The same rules apply. So Mishnah Berurah, you've gotten Gil writes achas melachas mihi melachas drabanan. Ayin bir hagro sheherich lochich to the chula amo. Im also osa b'shogeg ain less over the other hanas mena. Quotes in regard to the shogeg, then any he violated a drabanan. The shogeg, so then it doesn't rule as implied, then he can benefit, he can use it even on Shabbos itself. And then he says, look, Rabbi Aloch, let's do it a second. Okay. In the next, and it says in Sukkot Dawud, he says an interesting thing, quotes the Mogan of Rome, the name of the Rashba, that Gam HaKdera, Shabisha Baba Shabbos, Asur Lo Abasha, Meshabalu, Abidavar Asa. It's like you cook tray. Yeah, right, okay, we'll get it. I'm saying it's like a tray pot. Okay. Anyway, that's still going to be a halacha here. Dibur Masach Hamavashal b'Shabbos. The even halacha to Rabbanon, I am Pivagadim Shekos of the Chadina Islu. Cheshogeg Tzarach La Ubeshogeg Tzarach La Hamten Motzvei Shabbos Ayn Sham. So the Bir Halacha says there's no difference with the Rashi to Rabbanon. The same thing. You have to wait till Motzvei Shabbos before he can benefit from it. And he brings a Raya from Aron Shabbos of Lamed Ches. Okay. Furthermore, he says. Well, he's a medayik in the Gemara. The Gemara says he's a person of Vashel. He did something. He changed the food and so on. And it didn't mention the Rabbanan. It's an assumption by the Rabbanan also. Okay? But the Mishnah Berurah finds it the question difficult and prefers that of the Agro. But he passed him on Tzav Sevir Agro. Shekosav umasik alochad afilu das shochanok shepotim vuda hainu vidu oraisa. Alochad Rabbanan who saw with the low concert shogeg out to mezid. Maybe the sugar of Rosh Hashanah, Chaim Pasuk Haramam, okay, Matbil Kalim, B'Shabbos V'Shogeg, Yishtamash Ren B'Mezid, Ay Yishtamash Ren. The original case that Mishnah and Trubas was like Tzilas Kev. That's only Darbonon. Darbonon, huh? Mm-hmm. He says there means you can use it right away. It was on B'Shogeg. So that's some of it's in question.
What's made
to Rabbanan?
What are we supposed to
say
that is?
So we didn't get to that. According to the Gra, it's amazing. Al Yishtam Shana is one step lower. One step lower. Okay. All right. That's that. And the other thing that Bir Halacha says in the next Bir Halacha, Achas Mishar Malachas, he mentions that some say, Kosev B'Chai Odom, quotes the Chai Odom, who says, Dafka b'dover shenase maise b'guf ha-dover shenishtana mikamos. The reason they gave Mivashal as an example is because that, there is a physical change, product. Something that is on. There's a product, there's a result of what you did, a noticeable result. How about, for example, hamotzi mirshus v'shus, like I got carried something on Shabbos from one place to another without an Erev. They carried something. Shalom nishtana ha-dover, okay, mikamos shahoyah. So then, in b'shogeg mutar afilu lo, afilu bo bayom. We're not going to say that if a guy carried something by mistake to another place on Shabbos, that now he can't use it. No, because there was no change, nothing physical happened. He violated it. So that's how he quotes in Chayadim. B'mezid os afilu acher man motzei Shabbos niyadim. We call mokom, but he says, yesh lahachmer b'chol yisivitor, k'mo b'vashel. He says, the room to be machra. Okay? Anyway, so this is kind of the background to this din. Okay, yeah.
Well, this seems to be Tom Knas.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem that the object is really traced up in any of the real.
Right. Right.
Mishnah Berurah says that about the pot.
Right. The Mishnah Berurah means it's a pot because can't. Yeah, I mentioned it. It's a Knas. Now, I want to keep that Knas thought in mind because that really relates to the issue. That I yes, this is a class. I mean, we don't want a person to
right.
So that's the question of why. Again, I'll read again. Mr. Burt Dalid said over here. He quotes Yehoyah Malach. One second. Okay, so he's machra on it, but really, it's just a chumra. Okay. Yeah, it's a kind of later on. It's a class.
Yeah.
So we'll see. So keep that point in mind. Yeah.
Because one can imagine that if you, especially the maize, if you produce a new item cooking something on Shabbos, that item is a dover. It arrived through an event.
Right. Right. Yeah. Right.
So that should acquire that quality, and that's it. It's over.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's possible to say them.
Right, right. So bear that thought in mind. Well, let's see this interesting child. Again, it was Esther of Zilberstein. He describes that a person came to him on Shabbos, from Jew, came to him on Shabbos. He said on Friday night, the family's getting together to say Kiddush. And they lived in a building in Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, wherever it was. They had nine observant people. The building also was a mixed neighborhood. Okay, oh, so in the middle of making Kiddush, said the starts in Rechul, all of a sudden the lights went out. Okay, and he continues saying Kiddush, the lights went back on. And then the lights went off again. And then on and off. And finally we're on. And, you know, the guy finished Kiddush. He's wondering what's going on. So they go downstairs, and they find a, obviously non-religious, electrician was fiddling around with the lights over there. What happened? Apparently, the guy said to him, there's nothing wrong with your lights. I said, who are you? I never called you. What happened was the electrician made a mistake. Somebody, one of the other residents of the building, had a problem with his lights. So he called the electrician. The electrician, I guess, heard, you know, the different panels down in the electric room, whatever. The different panels, I guess he heard there was apartment 6 or whatever the number was. And really apartment 5. So he was fiddling around with 6. So he was playing around with these people's lights. They never had a problem to begin with. All of a sudden, the lights were on and off. And the electrician, again, it was a Machal Shabbos, said that he was, one of the neighbors was not from him, had had a problem with his lights, and called this electrician. And he fiddled with their panel instead. Okay?
Yeah,
and now the question is, can these from people, the lights were off, and now they're back on, it was turned on by a Jew. By a Jew. Machal Shabbos, a Jew's a Jew. So the question, okay, so hold the phone, we'll see. Okay, so he says, but can this Jewish family be get Hanor from Chil Shabbos? Lesof Kosof, there was Chil Shabbos here. Okay?
The guy's not religious.
I know, but still, you're not allowed to be benefit from Melacha done by a Jew on Shabbos. So this Jew turned the light.
I'm not allowed.
You know, you didn't care. Okay, so that's Motzei Shabbos though. So that's the question, but it wasn't Shogeg. So that's an interesting question. So let's see. That's exactly what I get to. So because this guy was doing it, in terms of his intent, he was playing with the lights on purpose. It wasn't Shogeg, right? The electrician knew what he was doing.
Did he know on Shabbos didn't know how to do that?
So let's see. So the Rizvah deals with it's in Shiloh, right? That's what I thought. Yeah.
In Israel. Yeah. They had to go away from one Shabbos in the army, and he told the story to Rav Tabori, and he said that we had to get up and leave the room.
Yeah, this type of story.
He said,
"Yeah, out." Right.
One of the guys there turned the lights
on. Right. One of the person there turned the lights on.
He goes
out of the room. They're not allowed to benefit from the Machan done by Jew on Shabbos. So basically, Zilberstein said, "Well, at the first glance, he would say." That this issue to benefit from Maisa Shabbos, from the act of Shabbos, you know, create. It was a creative thing. There was no light going out of his light. Okay? So, lights was turned on in the Isser, and there's this Knas, and now I benefit from Maisa Shabbos. And he quotes this Shulchan Aruch we just read, and some Shingir Ches, and Tzif Aleph, and Lechora, it should be a problem. Okay? Now, he does point to an interesting thing. Okay, he does point to an interesting thing, but it's not really going to help us here. If he points out, you know, in an earlier siman, Reish Ayin Vav, towards the beginning of more towards the beginning of the Shabbos, Reish Ayin Vav is a siman of Ner Shehidlik Eina Yehudi B'Shabbos. What if a goy turned the light on Shabbos? That sometimes comes up also. The goy turns on the light on Shabbos. So the difference whether the goy turned it on for his own use, or turned it on for you. You know that's part of the issue. Okay.
But in this case, he wasn't turning on for the person because it was already on already.
Yeah, was all the thought. But I'm just going to show you that in Reish Ayin Vav, we have the following based on the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Chav Beis. Eina Yehudi shehidlik esaner bishvil Yisrael. A goy turned on a light before a Jew, then also a call. No one can benefit from that light. But avalimidliko litzorcho. But if he turned it on because he wants to be able to see, the mailer helps you also. He didn't turn off for you. He turned because he, you know, he wanted to read the paper, something like that. So then, if he, or Latzor Chol Yisrael, he turned it on because it was a nurse in the house or whatever, turned it on for the for a Jew it was Chol. Then Afila Emes Iran was on. So then you're allowed to then Mutar L'Chol Yisrael Shtamish La'ora. Okay, and all these cases, lighting a fire, turning on the heat, all these different things. So in this discussion, the Shulchan, the Mishnah Berurah writes in the Bir Halacha, the Yom Laskol Latzor Chol, V'ima Eino Yehudi. Hidlik Ezer Kisem Oner Mishemen Potsal Vor B'Sim Reit. I don't want to say something else. I'm sorry. Kosar El Yerabi. Here it is. Any Yehudi Sherotso L'Sake Ner Shi Yisrael. Okay. He went ahead to, he wanted to fix the wick or something like that, and a candle. Okay. And when he was playing with it, Nichnas Nichbe B'Yado. Okay. It went out. And right away, it went out. So right away he relit it. Because of Eliko, nearly the mutter, the zehavi kemolat sorcho came at shenich b'biyado. He was doing it for himself. He felt bad that he knocked it out, so therefore he relit it. But he was really, it wasn't. I mean, ultimately it was for the Jew. But he says, really, you can't ask him to do it. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes in this Bir Halacha the name of El Yerabah that if a guy was trying to fix the wick. Okay, so it'll burn longer, whatever. He was just fixing it. It was dripping or something. He moved it, and by mistake, he knocked it out and relit it. So he wasn't really relighting it for you. He relighted it because he felt bad that he knocked it out. But again, Rav Zilberstein said that's not necessarily a riot. To our case, that's my goy. Okay, it was so close off. There's no violation of Shabbos here. Okay, what a goy does, there's no issue, obviously. They're not necessarily going to relate to our particular case. So getting back to our case, he refers to the following. There is a din, as you said it before, of different categories of shogeg. I mentioned the shogeg of where you didn't know it was Shabbos, or you didn't know this was also on Shabbos. Now, if that's all there was, so that wouldn't really work here, because an electrician, let's presume, you know, an Eretz Yisrael knows about Shabbos, doesn't care, doesn't know, not observant that he knows, but he doesn't care. But there is another category called a misasek. Okay, misasek, where you don't even realize that, you know, that you're doing something which has, you know, halachic ramifications. So a classic example of this is a sugya in Bava Kamma also. But earlier in Bava Kamma, the Gemara has an example about Chof Vav. Chof Vav Medbeis. Although she doesn't quote this, I'm just mentioning it because that's where it comes from. Okay, where I had intent, listen to this case. Okay, when I say chavav on the base, the Gemara says, because talking about intent, the reason above a comment, talking about damages, so it's what damaged by mistake and so on, that's what comes up. So, and this relates to our schedule also. He says, we'll start off with this. Amar Rabba, Haisa Evan Munachas Lo Becheko. A person had a stone, he was sitting on it, some kind of a sharp stone or, you know, a sharp rock on his lap or something like that. Okay, he didn't realize it was there. And the Amad v'Naflo, and he got up and the stone fell and perhaps did some damage. L'inyan Nezikin Chayev. Okay, for the purpose of Nezikin, he's Chayev. Okay, and the Gemara says, Rash says, because the Hafkinan Shogay Kemez, Onus Karatzan, other Mud Lolam. Right, a person is considered responsible for what he did. And he said, actually, you still have to pay. If I broke your window by mistake with a baseball, I still have to pay, right? There are other mudlolim. So here, it's true, the guy didn't realize
there's
it.
No intention to break the window.
Right, but nonetheless, you have to pay. By nezikin, you have to pay. Other mudlolim, you have to pay. A person has to pay, even if I have no intention. Right, that's the word by nezikin. Okay, l'inyan dalad dorim potter a little bit now, but he says, l'inyan Shabbos, that would not be a violation. If it broke something on Shabbos, linen Shabbos. Why? So here, the Gemara says, because Meleches Machsheves Osra Torah. That's a very important phrase. Meleches Machsheves Osra Torah, which has its roots in our Sedra. Later on in that same Paraklamet Hay that we have at the beginning of the Sedra.
The purpose to do it?
Oh, yes. So we take a look, Lamed Hay, Paraklamet Hay, Pasuk Lamed, the Lamed Gimel. El Mashabani Yisrael. Beginning of Shlishi. Ru'u kar Hashem b'shem b'tzalel b'ruri ben cholamat Yehuda. Right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu designated b'tzalel. Hayam alayos l'amen alaf ruach elokim, the spirit of Hashem, b'chochmo b'sun azaz v'chom l'ocho. V'lachshov ma'achshovos, okay, v'asalus b'azor v'v'kezun achoshes, and l'amen gimu v'achoshes, even, l'malos v'achoshes, eitz, all these types of carving and stone cutting and so on, weaving, all these things. Lasos b'chol meleches machashavas. Okay, meleches machashavas is the translation here, to perform every craft of design. Meleches machashavas. So the Gemara here says, in order to, since we, as I said at the beginning of this year, what's prohibited on Shabbos is derived from what's done in the Mishkan. So the Mishkan type of work is categorized as meleches machshevas, a purposeful, intentful action, where you know what you're doing. You're doing it for a purpose, you know what you're doing. Okay? And that has a number of limitations. One limitation is shogeg, you mentioned before. There's another limitation where, you know, what we call a davar she'eino mitzkaven, I don't even intend to do this action at all. Okay? The old case, a person, is a, you know, in the old days, they had dirt floors, right? So there's a couch or a bed on one side, and I drag it across, and it makes a little ridge, like when you plow your land, you make a ridge. That's also on Shabbos, but he didn't even realize he was going to do that. Right? It was not his intent, huh?
You don't want it.
Right, so that's a further question now. Did you want it to happen? Did you know it was going to happen? You didn't think it was going to happen? It's called Psikresh. There are many, many rules in Hilchos Shabbos which touch upon that. And this, it's all under the rubric of Meleches Machshavas. So what the Gemara is talking about here is something called Misasik. Okay? Meleches Machshavas also Torah. Okay? And the whole rest of the page. It said, one of the things the Gemara says later on the page is, what if I did a Melacha? Okay? But it wasn't the melacha that I wanted to do. It wasn't what I intended to do. So, for example, where is it now? Oh, I threw something I intended to throw with only two amas. I threw with four amas. Just a minute, did I write down here? I think I got a Sibola Kama Chavon base. Okay. Just a second. Yeah, Pratt. Rabbanon, Niskaven Lizrok Shtayim Vizorak Arba. Okay? I only intended to throw something from one of the shows, not only two amas. The mistake, I didn't realize I had such a good arm, so I threw it four amas, right? But that wasn't my intention. So again, Melechas Machshavas Binan. Okay? That would not be a violation of Shabbos because that was not what your intention was.
But if you hurt someone, okay? It would be a nezek.
But yes, that's correct. That's correct. Even though it wasn't intended. That's a nezikin. Exactly. Correct. Nezikin has different rules. Okay. Nezikin has different rules. Okay. Anyway, so that's emerged from that Gemara, Bava Kama Chavvav. But for our purpose now, let's turn to Masechah Shabbos, Adav Ayin Beis. And Shabbos Ayin Beis. The Gemara has Ayin Beis and Beis. It really starts in the very bottom of Ayin Beis and Aleph. Itmar, one word. Niskaven lahagbia esatolosh. Okay. There was something, something on the ground, on the grass, or something like that. There was a flower, or something like that, and I thought it was detached. So I went down to pick it up, but when I grabbed it, I ended up uprooting something. When I had to pluck things on Shabbos, I had to pick things on Shabbos. So by mistake, I didn't realize. And then I picked up niskaven like we saw tallish v'chotach esamachuber. So then it says potter. Okay, you're potter because your intent was to pick up something which was detached, was not to detach anything. Lemaisi, you did detach it. Okay, but that was not your intention. The skavan labia satolish, Raja Kidgon. Shanofo sakin, baruga sayarak, the skavan labia. You're eating outside, sukkahs or whatever, you have a picnic in the backyard, and you dropped a fork or something like that. So you want to bend down to pick it up. While you did that, you end up uprooting some grist. Okay? That was the old joke, you know, when Shimon Ida Zichron Avrocha wrote the English work on Hilchos Shabbos. He was one of the first people of that genre, you know, to write with the Hebrew on the English on the top and lots of footnotes on the bottom. So somebody once had a taina to him, that Joe was joking around and says, according to your sefer, the only thing you do on Shabbos is sit in a chair all day. Right, because he was a machor a lot of things. He said, yeah, as long as the chair's not on the grist. So that's the case in the Gemara over here. So this Gavin. So your potter, and the Rashi has a whole explanation based on a pasuk asher chota bo, which is a pasuk in the Torah, talking not about Shabbos, but it's applied to Shabbos, and it says v'darshinan the Gemara increases prop limis asik the dover acher the also dover zeh, okay, That's not the same as shogeg. Rashi tells it different. Shogeg is shogeg hechadami kagon sheniskaven lachach. Shogeg means I intended to pluck the grass. Okay. I was shogeg the summer shein I'm shot. It was Tuesday. I got mixed up. I did a week later. I'm jet lag, whatever. I was tired. I didn't realize what day it was. Okay. Oh, summer shemoch azumutaris. I thought I knew it was Shabbat. I didn't know you were allowed to do it, like the case I told before. But v'zem is asik ba'agbohu v'lo b'chaticha. I was just trying to pick something up. I wasn't trying to pluck anything. That's a different type of thing called misasik. So in Tosas there, on that same page in Shabbos, Ayin Beis of a Beis, it says, Niskaven lagbiz atolish, pirish bekundris, nonsak demuta, quotes Rashi, okay? But then he says as follows, in Cain, one second, had the pligi bin is, so right after that, the Gemara goes on, what if your intent was taket to, the fakir, let's say your intent was to pluck something, Niskaven lachtov is atolish, and mechotach is a mechuber, okay? The rabbi mepot that's machok is a bayin rabbi, but Tosa says, he says, avalachtoch mechuber ze bechotach mechuber acher. What if my intent was to pick this flower? And I ended up, I grabbed a different one instead. I didn't do exactly what I was intending to do a malacha, but it didn't come out that way.
Both attached?
Yeah, they're both attached. But my intent was to get A and not B. So here he says, Masha the Chayav, Lukulam, that sounds like is Chayav. And according to Rashi, but Mekosher with the Tam. Okay? Mekosher with the Tam. Because he quotes Gemara Krisis Yutessim Beis, Homer Shwam, Misasek Mechalov Varaya is Chayav. Usually Misasek is Potter, but Misasek, if it says to do with food, non chalav meaning fats, but it means non kosher food, or arayos, the sexual matters, here, you're always chayav shekein nena because you get benefit from it either way. But b'shabbos potter, the melechas machshavas, osa Torah. Umucha chosim, da fil miskaven lilko te'ena zu, velike te'ena cheres. You meant to pluck this date, okay, or the fig, this fig, and pluck a different one? Potter. And he quotes another Gemara. Okay, well, anyway, according to this Rabbeinu Tam, the Hilo Ben Tam, see, he learns the Gemara here differently and explains it differently. And according to him, anyway, what comes out of the Tosfos and Shabbos and Beis and Beis is that if a person does a pe'ula which he wasn't intending at all, he wanted to pick this vegetable which was attached to the ground. Again, his intent was to do a malacha, okay, but ended up doing a different malacha. According to at least some shitas and Rishonim, that's called Misasik and his Potter because he had no intent to do the malacha that he did. So says of Zilberstein, may, because not, and if it's a failure or it's a lack of melechas machshavas. So Zilberstein suggests, so maybe here, this electrician was misasik. Why? Because he was supposed to fix the panel. He was supposed to be on the panel, the electrical panel for apartment 5. Instead, he was in apartment 6. He was. It's like he meant to pick this fig and he picked that fig. Right? So he suggests, maybe it's the same thing over here. Okay? Lor Zos, he writes, Yitochav Ruchalom Avin Yanenu, huh? Isn't it? He says, Shemalochas HaChashmali Hayahenu Begedem Isasik Mishra Omor Lageshes Luach HaChashmal Zeh. He's supposed to go to this electrical panel, the Tov, and he's a little Acher. Mele Ulai Nitan Yela Hakel Lehenes Maisha Shabbat Zeh. That's sort of Zobazin's suggestion. Then he said he spoke of, huh? Right. That's what he said. But he says that he asked Rabbi Yashiv, his father-in-law, and Rabbi Yashiv said that they didn't think that that was right because he didn't think that cooler was correct. He says, "Nirisha ain makom lahakel lahanas machil shabbat hamzeh mishum shekol aptur shom misasek shai daf meechad shoshogin bisha shabbos." Sof chol sof, there was some lack of bisha shabbos below because shelo nasis machshav tohariu poter. Ach echad shu mechal Shabbos v'mezid. Okay, the guy who's been mechal Shabbos v'mezid. Let's remember the case in the Gemara. He's just trying to pick up a fork or something, right? So if ain't le Shabbos kol erech lefanav, lo mishana lo im paul bechashmos haruim l'shal shimon. Okay, it's all mutafim and kavanos al sakan as a chashmos iser rachtav b'ksovis. This is the wrong address. He said that he doesn't think it's misasik. I don't think that's
just
that category, yeah. Okay, that's good. The Tinnik Shishba is also an issue, okay? But anyway, and he says, because in the footnote he writes, perhaps it's not really misasik at all, because because in our particular case, I mean, I mean, Misasi for a different reason. He says, because Sof Kol Sof, it wasn't a mistake that I intended to do this date and I picked that date. Here, he worked on the panel that he intended to work on. It happened to be the wrong one, but it wasn't as though he was wanted to work on this one, he worked on that one. He worked on the one, it just, that wasn't the right one, but it's not quite the same thing. That's what he suggests, not quite the same. But here's how Rav Yashiv, and some of you already understood this already, here's how Rav Yashiv said that it's okay to,
it's not exactly the same.
It's not exactly the same, because, you see, so the electrician intended to work on the panel that he did work on. He just didn't know, no, but here, I intended to make this big, I got a different thing. Here, it happened to be the wrong panel, you know, but, right, but it's right, not right. That he intended to go to the, he didn't get the right number or something like that. Your father said, so it's not quite the same. But Rav Yashiv suggested another chiddush, and really, some of you already hinted at it. He said, let's go back to the whole concept of Maaseh Shabbos to begin with. What's the nature of the issur of Maaseh Shabbos? The knas. It's a kind of punishment. The guy did. So nobody should benefit from this on Shabbos. The person who did the melacha certainly shouldn't benefit. And so other people, at least on Shabbos, have also don't matter. You're not allowed to benefit from Maaseh Shabbos. Right? So that's all in the category with knas. Okay? But here, the lights were on in the first place. Okay, that's what you said. The lights were on to begin with. You see, so therefore, what are you going to make a knas now? We're going to punish him because this guy, he didn't gain anything. If the dope hadn't turned it off in the first place, then nothing would have happened, right? So it's not benefiting him. He's not really benefiting. There's no benefit. The lights are on to start with. So what kind of knas? We're going to make a knas? So in the words, he says, El Shama Marin Shita, Svar Mechudeshes, Shalpia, he says, Alpia Yesh Mokom, Lahatil Balabayas Lahanas Mechashwa. He named Kol Hadin, from Maaseh Shabbos, the whole dinner of Maaseh Shabbos, Hanu Knas Shekonsu Chachomim, Shalom Lahanas Mitotso Shechol Shabbos, Achmanadin, the dinner of Dan, Harila Balabayas, Hanazu Haisam, it's Sukar Beheter. And it would have stayed there. The guy hadn't fiddled with it. It would have stayed the whole time. It wasn't always going out. It was flickering. There was no real benefit. This Jew, right? This Jew came and without permission, he knocked my light out, right? And then he turned it back on. So I'm going to get punished. what class? Okay, he simply restored the original status. So therefore, he didn't create anything. Okay, he didn't create anything new, and therefore, he said, Rav Yashiv, so it's also creative. it's a different way, and he said it, that therefore it's multiple, because the guy didn't gain anything. His lights were on in the first place, and now they're still on, right? Only because this guy turned it off. So that's what he posited. Just to show you, I mean, the clarity, if you look in Chulin, Tesvav Mabez, that's another place. This is Gemara of Malachas Machshavet in a bunch of places. So one of the places in it is in Chulin, Tesvav Mabez. So Rashi there, elaborates on this point, the Dimamasal, the Tanan Mavasho, just a second. Just one second more. Here it is. Amavasho. Come on. The different things. The Rashi here says very nicely. He says about the Knas. The whole thing is in the Knas. Vasha Vasa, no. Vasha Vasa. Mavashal Chol to the different things. I'm sorry, it's Tesla Manalas. That's what I can't find it. Here it is, Tesla Manalas. Forgive me. He says, Diva Maskal, Nukuru Rel Chavashal, it's all there. Yeah. When he says, Bemezid Loyocho Bo Bayom, Tesla Manalas, the Chol. The time of Shum Delo Nimtia Hanoa Me Isura. You're not allowed to get the issue. You're not allowed to get Hanoa from Isur. Okay, wait till after Shabbos. Again, the idea is not to get Hanoa from an Isur and Shabbos. Okay? And next Rashi, Dumas Yehuda, he says that's the Knas, okay, that the Kansur Rabbanon, right? They made a punishment, so to speak, I'm the person who did it, and extends to everybody else because we don't want a person getting hanah from what's forbidden on Shabbos. So Yashar's point, I think, or I'm saying it correctly, Yashar's point is that at the end of the day, it's not getting hanah. He ruined, my lights were on and they would have stayed on. He ruined that and then he fixed that. So he thinks that it's mutter. Just to finish off, you mentioned that it's in question. So what would happen if you have a guy, you have a lahachasnik, okay, who knows that Jews, you know, from Jews, not to get observing Shomer Shabbos, not to get benefit. He's a wise. He goes downstairs, turns off my lights on purpose, and puts them back on. And he wants to needle me. He's mad that I didn't give him back his rake. So he's gonna punish me. And now he goes into lachas. Right? He turns my lights off and then puts them back on.
He's the same status as he was with the other. It's the same thing.
Right. That's true. So you could say I'm not really getting hanah. You have to come back to that. But he said there's something right, and that's what he says. The end is not a problem. Okay. But just an interesting din. I'm being as a side point. Okay. Right. There is a sugan avodah zarah daf nun ches tosan avodah zarah nun ches on beis. We know that if a goy handles wine that's not mevushel, so we're not allowed to you drink that wine. Okay. Mevushel wine is different, not allowed to drink that wine. So Tosas discusses on Nun Ches and Beis Dumasul Kosa. He says, the Dafka Shalom is Skaven, Liga Kedela Haches Lisrael Afsido. What if a guy comes in? I'm not, he talks to all the wine. Comes in on Purim, he talks to all the wine, right? Huh? He does it on purpose. So then Tosas says, and it's in the Shulchan Aruch also like that.
He didn't get any benefit, but he handled it.
He picked it up, whatever. He wanted to stick it to you. Okay? So in Yoredeus, in Kufchav Dalat, in Chav Zayin, there are more rights. Ovi Tachovim, Shenoga B'Yenu Shesu Alahachis, K'Yela Osho Lav Mutar Hayayin Afilu B'Shtiyah. Okay? You can drink it, and you can drink it in front of the guy. So you let him know it's not working. Your plan didn't work.
Because you know he didn't use it for Avodah Zarah.
Right, but even if it doesn't matter, even if it wasn't working. But not when the guy did it on purpose. So you could say the same thing here, but again, that's what Rav Zilberstein thought, but Rav Yashiv says not really the same thing, maybe different by a Jew, and therefore you got to come back to what I told you before. You didn't really get any hano out of it, therefore it's going to be mutter, whether it's lachis, whether it's electrician messed up. Since there was no real hanah because my lights were on to begin with, then you can.
But the guy didn't get hanah from touching the wine either.
Well, that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The guy that's also.
It's your benefit, not his.
No, but he came to. The guy handled the wine to mess me up.
Right.
Okay, there's this bottle, expensive bottle of wine, and he's angry at me, so he goes, and he knows the din. Okay, he knows the halacha, so he picks up, or he pours it, he pours his other drink, now I'm stuck. So in such a case, we don't apply the din, and the Jew can continue to use that bottle of wine. So,
Because
they didn't make the gzera in that case. They did the whole. So the same thing you want to say here. Yashu didn't like that. Didn't think it was the same thing because it could be that the stamyenim is a different type of din. It's its own category. Anyways, it comes back to his original approach. But since there was no real hanoi here, therefore it was better. Okay, wish everybody a good Shabbos.
I have a real question.